And so let's go to a meditation and then we'll hear from Kryon. So I invite you to close your eyes so that you can just take this moment for yourself and disconnect with whatever is going on in your world right now. And you can disconnect in this moment from everything else that is happening on the planet. This is your time now to relax in the arms of spirit and receive a message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the first message of the month, and this one is going to be very different because it's going to be an explanation of a word that I gave almost a year ago. Now, I have revealed this information last month, but not on this particular program, and I'm going to do it again. Every year, we give a word that might describe the year. Now, humans love this. Even though the word given the year before is still active, they want to change it. And so I did. But the word that I changed it to was this. This is the year of recovery. Now, those who look at that scratch their heads and say, I'm looking at the world right now, Kryon, and it doesn't look like we're recovering from anything. In fact, it looks like we're going the opposite direction of recovery. So I will explain this now for all those watching, for all the members of Circle of 12, and for all those interested, what that meant. Because right now is the critical point on the planet that is actively involved in recovery. Here's what it means. When those in a hospital are in a coma, and at some point in time after a duration in that coma, whatever the time is, and they start to come out, it's very exciting. First of all, there is always the possibility they won't come out. Now, this is a metaphor for humanity. Humanity has always been in a coma of dark energy. Now, you can't doubt that if you're a historian, you just look backwards and you see it very clearly. Human civilization has always been about one thing. You can actually measure the demarcations of what happens with civilizations by the wars they have. And the wars they have seem to be continuous. In other words, nothing is ever learned. Nothing is ever learned from a war. And even though the war is then settled and over, it seems like everyone goes to lunch and comes back and has another war. Now, this has been called human nature. That no matter what, one generation never learns anything that passes to the other generation about war. They just simply do it again. That is a coma. A coma of darkness. Darkness breeds irrationality and dysfunction, and that's where humanity has been. This work that I do has one point to it, one theme. If you ask Kryon, me, what is my work about? It's about the awakening of humans on this planet. It's about the new human being on this planet. I've been here for 30 years and more now. And the message I gave when I arrived was this: you will receive no Armageddon as promised in the years 2000 and beyond, and instead you are headed for something that is unexpected. You're headed for a battle of dark and light. But that battle will will actually represent the fulcrum or the turning point between dark and light on the planet. You will awaken from a darkness you've had for eons and develop the highest consciousness the planet has ever had that will eventually result in no war. That's what I said. And that has been the theme of Kryon for all of these decades. And here we are. You are recovering from the coma. Humanity is starting to now awaken from that darkness. And what happens in that awakening is very interesting. There will be those who will come out of that coma, and there will be those who don't. And that is the point. Those who don't have no consciousness of a higher level. There has been a saying that you cannot look up in consciousness. You have to be there and look down. You don't know what you don't know, so you cannot be in one consciousness and imagine being in a higher one. It doesn't work that way. Your consciousness always seems to be accurate, true, and correct, unless you awaken to a higher one. It's like finding out that there was no Santa Claus for those who were children in the culture of my partner. It's seeing something then when you're older and wiser and going, oh, I understand, that was cute and that was fun. But now I'm wiser and older and I move on from here and I see the love in it. So those who do not awaken from this darkness are then invested in that which is their reality, and they want to sustain it. What this means is that there are those who will always want to pull you back to the reality that they used to have, that you used to have while you're in the coma. Have you seen any of them? Are you starting to recognize them? And the difference in this awakening and this recovery is that the world today is not going to go in the direction that it went to before. The idea that one generation does not learn from another is now over. And you're looking at generations who are looking at the past ones and saying, what were you thinking? What were you thinking when you decided to all collectively get together and threaten all of the human beings on the planet with war? And that is starting to make sense to so many individuals, that there should be no more. To the extent that most countries today, looking at what's going on, don't want any part of it. They don't want to join an alliance of East and West, or North or South. They don't want to go along the old political lines that their ancestors did, or even their grandfathers did. And you're seeing that today. That most countries that joined before are not joining now. No matter what the wars are, no matter why they are, no matter what the reasoning is of those participating, those around them are trying to help, not join. Dear ones, that is new. This is the human race doing something that was predicted by the ancients. And I have gone to places with you of teaching many times, showing you that the ancients were there predicting this moment where a different path was possible, a path that humans never took before, a higher path. And that this is the timing of it, the precession of the equinoxes. So the astronomy of it makes sense, especially to the ancients. I've told you it was coming, when it would be here, and you're in it. Well, for those of you who are fearful of saying what is happening and what will happen next, this is for you. It was expected. It was expected. Now, the ferocity of it, that's what humans have created. How bad it would be, that's the free choice of humans. The sorrow is there. The horror is there. But dear ones, this is what we told you the dark and the light battle would be like. The news that I want to give you, and I have channeled before last month, is this. This may represent the final battles of Earth. Not in a negative way, in a positive way. The Earth is looking at the atrociousness of what it is, are seeing what your ancestors saw, and the result is never again. We can do better than this. It may take another generation, but light is starting to come. Color is starting to come to a black and white earth in ways perhaps you didn't want. But this is what we said may happen, is that the darkness wants so much to sit upon your light, light worker, to eliminate you. Fear will do it. We've told you that. If you're in fear and worry, your light is covered, and we've told you that. This is the truth of the day. You are recovering from an old energy, from an old time, from an old humanism, and you're awakening from a coma to something that you can now take care of in ways you could not before, because the consciousness of the planet is starting to move. It started to move some time ago. It's slow. It takes generations sometimes. It takes those we talked about years ago when we gave you the information originally on the Indigo Children. These are new conscious human beings that think differently. It's the beginning, even of those who needed to be here during the shift. For some of you, it is now all making sense. So my plea is this: send love to this planet when it needs it. For those of you in peace right now, take the condition you're in and look at it, wrap it up in a package, and send it to those who are not in peace. Don't make up your mind who deserves it or who should have it. Just send it to all in trouble, everyone who needs love. And that's why you're here. That's why you may be listening, even to this channel at this time. I'm crying in love with you all. And so it is.